Recorded for quality assurance.
Did you know that RDI Diamonds has one of the...
Thank you for holding. You may continue to wait for the next available representative, or you may press 1 now to leave a message, and we will return your call shortly.
RDI Diamonds in New York, this is Bob. How can I help you? Your phone's breaking up. If you're talking, I can't hear anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Oh, there you are. Okay. Yep, got you now.
I'm here. Who is this I'm speaking to?
This is Bob. Is this David?
Bob, it's David.
How are you?
And Andrew, I'm a little pissed off at the moment.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And Andrew no longer works there. I think, Bob, you told me that, and you're friends with him, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I talk to Andrew all the time still.
Okay, is it okay if I cuss? I can always cuss to Andrew.
You're fine cussing towards me. I'm completely fine.
No, I'm not cussing at you or Andrew. I'm just so pissed off at this customer. I just wish I could talk to Andrew and use the F-bomb. That's okay?
Oh, of course.
You're friends with Andrew. Okay. So I don't do hardly any business with you guys.
Right.
A very good friend of mine, I just got a 2.5-carat, these fucking lab-created diamonds, driving fucking nuts.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
So now, my buddy, the big heart he has, gets his wife a 2.5-carat round. Of course, I said it all this shit. She fucking hates it.
Of course.
Because she doesn't like round centers. She's used to marquees and stuff. So
okay.
My answer to her question was no, they won't exchange it. But I can't lie to my friend.
Right.
Without at least calling you, and you tell me, sir, no, we can't do it.
I can't send
this fucking piece of shit $800 2.5-carat round back and exchange it for a princess cut or a marquee.
Typically no, but I'll talk to a few people here. It wasn't that long ago. It was only a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just a few weeks ago, and like I say, I mean, I do no business with you guys. I'm just word of mouth out of my house. You know what I mean? I don't want to lose the account and the accessibility. When I do get a call once every 5 years for a diamond, I get it from you guys. You know what I mean? And I don't want this to come back and bite me in the ass and say, you know, you dumbass, we're not going to sell it.
In a perfect world, what would we be doing? We exchange it for another lab-grown, different shape?
Yeah.
Okay.
Different, just to exchange it for a different shape. And like I say, the perfect answer for you is just to tell me no. Tell your customer they're fucking idiots. Yeah, but like I just don't want this to be a problem. And I have no problem with lying to her. I've already told her they don't do it. And she's like, would you at least call? And I'm like, oh, gosh, really?
I would say generically you're correct. We don't do that. But I just want to just see something a second. You're still looking for like a 2.5?
Yeah, same price. Just
like a marquee or something?
A marquee or a princess cut.
Or princess cut. Let me just see something a minute here. Just because I've talked to you in the past before. I think I've seen you at shows.
Yeah. I talked to you, and this is when I learned that that Andrew had left. I was talking to you about $100,000 false stone like 6 months ago from my buddy, and you told me up front, you know, this thing's going to be like $100,000. I'm like, yes, sir, I know that. Yeah, he bought $100,000 false stone off freaking Blue Nile.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. I mean, he had the cash,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I just needed to be at like $90,000 or $92,000, and he was going to hand me $100,000 in $100 bills.
Son of a gun.
And I'm like, yeah. And he went somewhere and he fucking got it from Blue Nile for $95,000 or something. Seriously?
That's a crazy amount of money to spend on something online.
Say it again?
That's a crazy amount of money to spend on something online.
Yeah. And then he called me. He's like, well, you know, I found what I wanted on Blue Nile. You can order the mounting and set it for me. I'm like, me and him have been friends since we're like 7 years old. I'm like, fuck no, I'm not setting the damn thing. So I gave him a couple names and he took it somewhere else and had it set. I'm not making $1,000 on a mounting to set this freaking thing when he gave somebody else $90,000+.
Yeah, no, that's a little bit stupid, but. You know what, Dave? Let me do a little checking. I'm going to tell you no right now, but let me do a little checking and see if I can do something for you, just to make you and your
let's try to keep, like I say, don't piss anybody off because I don't want to call you when my next friend, you know, wants a slab or a genuine diamond in 5 years from now, and you all tell me to fuck off. I don't want that.
All right. Yeah. I won't say fuck off to you, but. I'll probably be a little bit more tactful, but it might come out that way.
I like you talking to me like my friends do.
No problem.
You understand. The only problem is, I mean, I can lie. I don't mind lying to her. I just met her last night for the first time at dinner.
Sure.
I've been friends with her husband for 30-some years. If he asked me if I made the call to ask this question, I can't look at him and tell him. I don't want you to lie.
No, of course not. Let me just see if there's something I can do for you, Dave, and I'll call you back. All right.
Okay. Well, don't do too much, sir.
All right. You got it.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye.